Alright.
It's still a good thing.
And, try rolling those on your folder when we're playing, just...
Yeah, because otherwise...
I was looking at the audio meter while you were doing that, I was like, oh, maybe...
Okay, maybe I won't use this one.
No, use them! Just,
yeah, definitely use them.
Use the other
start
one.
Them on your folder.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. I still can believe those cast out ones, those are gorgeous. Oh, we are recording.
Yay!
Hello,
world.
Hello, world.
Hello, world. Hello, world. So, recap of last time.
Yeah, we'll do that here in just a second. But first, I sent out some homework. And we will start with Caitlin and work our way around this way.
I didn't know you had homework.
Oh. Caitlin, who was the first person your character killed? And how did you feel about it?
It was apparently the Kuotoa that we killed. But they were Kuotoa, so fine.
Interesting.
And, like, the brigands that we killed, like, they were gonna kill us, so... Fine.
So you have a natural killer instinct.
No! I'm just not excessively bothered by evil things. Because, like, what am I?
What am I?
Who am I?
What's I'm Jean Valjean.
I'm lawful neutral. So if anyone's breaking the law or killing other people, like, I'm like, okay, you shouldn't be doing this, and I will take care of it. All
right. Braxis?
Okay, so we started out as a scout for the Moon Elf Dominion in hopes of becoming a ranger.
Mm-hmm.
And on a scouting mission, he discovered a band of soldiers who were cutting through their wood.
Mm-hmm.
And contacted the rangers, and they basically converged on him, and it ended up becoming a battle where he killed a nameless, faceless soldier, but he was incredibly angry about it afterwards because these fighter types had basically decided not to talk or discuss or anything, and he decided that kind of life wasn't right for him because he's much more interested in talking and conniving. And
so he became an assassin.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. That's what I mean.
Shadow Moss
accidentally killed her sister.
Weird.
She had been given a commission from a very rich gentleman in the gnome area who had wanted some very complicated magics made into a jewelry, and she didn't want to do it, but her parents pushed her to as like a journeyman piece. And the spell went very badly. And her sister died. But Shadow Moss doesn't blame herself as much as she blames her parents and capitalism.
Excellent. Excellent.
That's perfect.
Punchy?
One of the reasons Shadow Moss and I probably get along so well is the first person I killed was my brother. My brother.
Oh!
We were fighting.
Her brother Stompy.
Yeah. Well, I was actually thinking his name may have been Smashy.
Oh, I love it.
Smashy and Punchy.
He was my little brother, and we were playing and or wrestling as half orcs tend to do.
Yep.
And it was the first time I'd ever gone into kind of like my rage mode because like. He was trying to get me. He was a little smaller than I was. And he ended up kind of sucker punching me. And I just... I don't really remember what happened. But then when I came to, he was dead. And as a result, my family has excommunicated me. And so pretty much every death after that doesn't really mean a lot.
That seems legitimate.
Accidental sibling death.
Norman?
I believe the first thing that Norman killed was also a Kuotoa.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about this?
The funny thing is, he didn't feel anything about it, and he's bothered by the fact that it didn't seem to bother him so much.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I feel like you and I can, like, maybe we had a discussion about that, how weird it was to kill something and not be bothered by it. That's kind of weird. Still not bothered, kind of weird.
It is.
Also, Estrella Moss, did your sister have a name?
I haven't found a good one yet. I'm thinking.
Sunshine Tree?
Just my total opposite.
Oh, God. Until further notice.
That's it. That's it right there.
Your parents were hippies, let's be right.
Like a My Little Pony name.
Fluttershy.
Sun tree. Yeah, I mean, I grew up next a block away from some hippies that like named their one of their daughters Little Red Rose in the White Snow. That was her full name. She went by Rose.
Smart choice.
Yeah. And last but not least, Frigg.
Frigg caught someone trying to rob the Temple of Lilith. Would have been happy to just detain the person and turn over the authorities, but the dude fought back and shit happened.
Deserved it.
Frigg was upset about it, but it's, you don't take combat lessons for nothing.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, everybody, give yourself a bonus 50 experience points for those.
Yay!
I leveled up.
Me too.
You will level up at the end of the session with everyone else. Thank you.
I was like, wait, I didn't.
I'm still at 851.
Well, they're ahead of us.
They're 50 experience points ahead.
Yeah. And is it 900?
Is that on the razor?
Yeah, 900.
And just for the simplicity's sake, I'm going to make sure. Each of you get a bonus 50 experience points because this is just gonna.
Yeah.
It's just easier if we're all at the same. So
I think
we all
I'm gonna earn those today.
Yeah.
Are we all at 901 then?
901.
Okay.
Yeah.
So at the end of the session, we'll level. We don't want to do it right now because it would probably take the rest of the session of us leveling up.
Mm-hmm.
So.
It's a big one.
What's our next. What's the next level after.
Nope.
I'll look it up.
Yeah,
I don't need that question answered by you. Carry on, sorry.
Alright, so, last time on Dungeons & Dragons, you guys were standing on a hill overlooking Lorenkar when the Wizard Tower exploded. Mm. Altair just started running into town, the rest of you trying to keep up. You had to fight some animated trees that were attacking you. You guys, as you looked into the city, you saw a portal to another dimension opening up, a tentacle snagging a person and carrying them back up into the void. As you guys entered the town, you found a small group of zombies and skeletons menacing some folks. You rushed in during the epic battle and were able to defeat the undead, saving a woman along with a father and his son. Continued forward towards a magical vortex that had sprung up in the once location of the tower in the center of town. Shadow Moss diverted into wolf form to attack a giant squid monster. Altair kept looking for a familiar face, but was unable to find anybody. And then a massive surge of enchantment energy shot out through each of you, causing all sorts of weird reactions in you, not all of which are known to each other yet. Some of you have a permanent condition that is followed from this. Some of you did not. So, for example, Noman blurted out that he really missed his parents and hopes to meet them again someday. Braxis danced terribly for a minute. Altair laughed uncontrollably. Praxis. Channel Moss, Frigg, and Punchy each have more subtle enchantments that are affecting them. And Punchy was the only one that got a good one because all the rest of you rolled terribly.
That's true.
Punchy heroically pulled people out of wreckage, but gave up as soon as she began to get tired. Channel Moss stabilized the dying, working well into the morning and past the point of exhaustion. Noman jumped into a bunch of burning buildings, saving people who were trapped. Altair attempted to use her magical knowledge to figure out how to stop things, but was too distracted by everything to be of much use. Braxis continued, coordinated with the guards to point out weak points in the walls' defenses to ensure the city stays safe. And Frigg also pulled people out of wreckage, stopping about the same time as Punchy did. While everyone else was being heroic and doing things, Frigg and Punchy told war stories to each other. Braxis and Punchy went around looking for places to loot, finding a general store that had been partially picked over. But then they go to another general store where they intimidate the owner. They basically rob the
general. No, Punchy just negotiated really well.
Punchy used some extreme negotiation tactics.
Extreme.
Altair brooded for a while. And then the next day, Punchy got a memento-sized replica of the Wizard's Tower and carved Wizard's Tower and Sorry Your People Died on it.
so fucking delightful.
Altair and Frigg joined the Bucket Brigade An elf walked into the center of the fire and put it out mysteriously. Altair found a fellow person wizard from the academy, a necromancer, and the necromancer, Oryk, offered to go with Altair, or have Altair go with her to Carthel, to the Witch's Tower there.
What was the name on that one?
Oryk, A-U-R-I-C. But Oryk was a necromancer, and Altair's like, eh, better not. So, Braxis discovered that a half-elf named Narasvana was to blame for the explosion, that there's a bounty on her. And then Shadowmoth gathered some supplies from the forest and convinced wolves to leave some food occasionally for the people of the city and calm the animals. At which point, the group decided to leave, and Punchy gave Altair that tower. And you guys headed east out of town.
That's so sweet of you, Punchy.
Mm-hmm. Remind me, so the cats was going to counter?
Yeah, fine. Well.
Okay. This isn't a fight that we can win. So we don't fight.
Which day are we at now?
It is the 14th of Sylvan. Okay. You guys are on the road, the main road, kind of heading between Kraelson, which is where you started, and Carthel, the capital city, which if you look at your map in the, if you look in your map, you can kind of see where that road goes. You guys are still in the woods, though. And it's been a bit of a, quiet day. Not a lot of traffic on the road. The mood in the group has probably been a bit
grimish,
not subdued. Punchy, are you even playing your tin whistle?
No.
So, who is leading the group?
If we're still in forest, I believe I have advantage because I know the terrain.
Okay.
Would you like me to roll a thing above bobber?
Sure. I mean, it's a road, so it's pretty. You can take advantage of it.
Okay. 11 plus what would it be?
Survival.
So 14 total.
Alright, you're able to make a good pace. You even find some extra like fruits and berries and nuts to hand off to the other members in the group. And the day passes.
Fred makes sure she's walking next to Naaman most of the day.
Yeah. Alright, so that evening. You guys make your way to a small little hamlet that's got basically an inn, a few houses, and not much else. The tavern there is called the Eagle's Nest. It's fairly empty.
What's the hamlet called?
You don't actually see a sign, so it's not even big enough to have a name. Would you guys like to get a room for the evening, or would you like to make camp outside the town?
What time is it?
It's sundown, so it's probably getting to be 7 o'clock at night. You guys have had a long day.
The weather.
It is spring. It is. It's actually one of the rare non-rainy days, so it's been dry and a little cool and crisp. The off the road's a bit muddy, but the road itself is paved, so you've had an easy go of it today.
I'll get a room.
Yeah, let's get a room.
We'll
camp later.
All right.
Because weren't we sleeping in like a stable or something before?
Yes.
Punchy gets cranky when she doesn't have sleep.
Yeah. And when Punchy gets cranky, people get dead. So
it's true. You get split in half.
We might be able to get bad.
No. We might be able to get what?
Baths.
I thought you said bats. I was like, I have a bat.
Alright, so you head into the Eagle's Nest. It is a small tavern. But as you walk in, you feel the warmth of a warring fire in the fireplace, and you hear the low-key conversations of a couple travelers that are in the corner. A friendly-looking halfling works the bar and looks up at you a bit excitedly and says, "Oh, good evening! Welcome to the Eagle's Nest!"
Hi. You have rooms?
We do, in fact. How many do you need?
Well, we're together.
Are we?
Yeah?
Okay.
How many beds to a room?
What's that?
How many beds to a room?
Well, we've got four private rooms that have one bed, and then we have one common room that has four.
I'll take a private room.
You know that word?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, y'all are going to sleep in the same bed? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Interesting.
That's what married people do.
What?
When did we get married again?
You're very funny. You hate him.
You hate him, and you don't want him around us, like, ever.
Well, we argue sometimes, but he's my husband. What are you guys talking about? This is not news.
Does anyone else think this is news? I think this is pretty big news. We did this a couple...
How many days ago did we kill a Kuwatoa? Do you remember killing a Kuwatoa?
Yeah, that's not relevant.
No, man. Were you married before or after the Kuwatoa?
We've been married for... We grew up together. Well, you guys know this. We've talked about this.
Noman?
Yes,
would be your memories.
What do you mean, news to you? I know you've been grumpy lately, but jeez.
Noman, what's your mom's name? No, wait. What's Noman's mom's name?
Do I know this?
No, you don't.
Make up a name.
Is that he doesn't have a mom. He's an orphan. You guys know that.
Well, I am an orphan, but I do have a mom.
You had a mom. You've never told me your name.
I have a dwarf mom and a dwarf dad. I was raised by
them. Oh, you mean your adoptive parents.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what are his adoptive parents' names?
He just always calls them mom and pop.
Okay,
let's see. Look, I don't have to justify my relationship. You guys have been cursed or something. No, man, let's go to bed. Oh, we need dinner. Let's eat. Fine. I'm hungry.
I had a head wound, so I'm not questioning anything.
I didn't have a head wound.
No, man, let's go eat.
This is fascinating.
This is worrisome.
Worrisome.
So how about...
Worrisome? Huh? We've known each other all our lives. I don't know what your problem
rooms,
is.
How about we share the common room?
Yeah. That's fine.
Save a few bucks.
Can I get some dinner?
Yeah, yeah. Alright, so you're...
So tell me all about your wedding.
It'll be a gold piece for you, for the two of you together, for your meal and for your stay. And then for the lot of you, it'll be 5 silver pieces each.
What about me?
Are you in a private room too?
Mm-hmm.
Gold piece.
What about me?
We're together.
What about me?
So it's a gold piece for both of us, right?
Yeah.
Together.
Yeah. Your wife's pay.
Okay, I'm going to talk to you in private a little bit.
The innkeeper says, What have I done? Don't give no point in pay for this.
No, man, let's just have dinner. Please. Well, we can talk when we have food in our stomachs.
Hmm. Alright, so...
she doesn't think she's married to you.
The innkeeper brings out fresh bread, hunks of cheese, and
it
looks to be like roasted quail.
Ooh.
And I'm assuming you're asking for a vegetarian option.
I think I'm a little distracted by this, so I'm definitely
kind of eating
and not noticing that. I don't think this is going to end well for me. I'm probably going to have a horrible stomach ache, but I'm just like...
Stop staring at me.
But I want to hear all about your wedding.
Stand
up. Noman, what does she like to do in bed?
Why?
Oh,
that is not your business.
I really do not
know. Hey! What? The guard is weird. Why did they let in there? Thank you.
There's so little that makes Noman do anything, and I want to see... this go further.
But the man's probably already uncomfortable. He met her like 10 days ago.
We grew up together.
You did not!
Yes, we did!
Did you grow up in the monastery?
I grew up in the monastery near wherever the hell I'm from. We've been married for like 5 years. I mean, we've been like sweethearts since like the first day we got into a fight and beat each other up, and then we, you know.
No. Why did you get hit in the head?
Have you ever been anywhere but Krausel?
Huh? I think she may have gotten hit in the head.
I did not get hit in the head. This is my line, but I don't know what the hell
I know, but I think we have several.
Can I roll something?
Yeah, of course.
What am I rolling? Can I roll a figure the what the fuck's been going on?
Roll an insight check.
I mean, she seems pretty convinced.
Yeah, because like that's my life.
Yeah. Okay. 17.
She is utterly convinced that she is telling the truth.
And deeply upset.
Deeply upset. Maybe something's happened to your memory. No.
It's plausible, I guess.
I got
anything is plausible.
No,
can I check it over for any like wounds that may have been infected and are affecting her brain?
Yeah, roll me a medicine check.
Oh my god, are you like touching me or are you just looking?
I'm just looking. I don't want to touch
tonight. You're an asshole!
That has consequences.
He's nervous. I think I tend to think a bit long term.
She has all those purple veins in her face, which are weird. So maybe that has something to do with it. But you could get in probably a dozen. She had those like ever since you've met her.
Okay.
You know, if things like this happen in civilization, maybe I don't hate civilization, because this is hilarious.
Well, my marriage is hilarious to you.
Because of
my marriage is clearly in trouble
you
right
have
now.
Some idea. Mm-hmm. Since all of us were affected.
Do you guys
want to
do some like counseling?
Do I make that connection?
Yeah,
I don't
if
think
like,
you're qualified.
Well, I mean, our
better.
19.
Do you have detect magic?
No.
Okay, so you do know that you were all hit with a powerful wave of enchantment energy the other day that seemed to affect each of you differently. You remember you laughing uncontrollably, Noman blurring out that secret. You remember him dancing, her falling asleep. Well, you didn't see that, I guess, but she maybe told you about it. Punchy seems fine. but she was, like, right in the front of all of you, and she got the brunt of it.
So what time is it?
Seven-ish.
Is there any sort of temple in this town?
No.
There's nothing in this town.
I can only learn new spells when I level up, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I say we let it ride.
Are you learning detect magic with your next?
Apparently.
Well, since you're technically next level, I'll let you have it.
Okay. Do I get to learn more spells?
Yes.
Still don't quite understand.
Yes, you'll get to learn more spells.
I do get to learn another one. All right, so I'll detect magic.
Yeah.
Do I roll?
Mm-hmm. No, you just see it. The arcana check.
Oh, okay. I was like...
The arcana check just lets you determine what you can... So what do you
get? I rolled a 19 on my arcana check, and then I cast detect magic.
Okay. Also, since you're a wizard, you can just add it to your spellbook. I'm just going to say you can have
it. Okay.
Because you're not limited by... You're not limited in number of spells, you know.
Yeah, I do.
Nope, you can...
Yeah, there's a limited number of spells that I can know per level. I can only add so many, and it takes me 2 hours.
You can only add so many automatically. You can add more to your spellbook, I'm pretty sure. Alright, you detect a strong, very strong, 9th level strong enchantment magic on Frigg.
Whoa.
7th level enchantment magic on Shadow Moss. Whoa. And 5th level enchantment magic on Punchy.
So, guys... Oh, we're going to talk about something other than my marriage?
I don't know. I think this is pretty fun.
Eat your soup. You've been cursed.
Oh, God!
And you've been
cursed. There's dead things in this!
Yeah, maybe you should pay attention to your own shit. Such as you've also been cursed.
Okay. Yeah.
I am not cursed.
You
guys are weird. My husband is being weird. I'm going to go finish my dinner in my room. Please come up and talk to me when you're ready to talk sensibly. I'm out.
I pull aside the innkeep and say,
yeah.
You have a private room, but have
a private room with what?
With locks.
All of our private rooms have locks on.
May I get one of those as well?
One gold piece, little man. Put that right. Money in my hand. If all that right. Money doesn't show
all right, I can get the one gold piece.
Separate beds does not bode well for marriage.
All right, don't for my health.
And he gives you the key to his room.
Okay.
All right, so you two are laying in your beds, just a thin wall separating the two of you.
Oh, no. I don't know if I'm a crier or not.
I imagine not.
Yeah.
You stew.
I imagine you just sit there and stew.
I imagine that you hear the sounds of, like, an axe being sharpened or...
some angry mumbling that you can't quite make out.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, Frigg's going to figure out he's not coming out of bed and she's going to have to look for him. But that's, like, a couple hours from now.
Meanwhile, downstairs... Yes.
Oh my god, that's
hilarious. Can we get a description of the other travelers?
Yeah.
I don't think Shadow Boss is interested.
There is...
She's flipping her shit out right now.
I eat quail.
There's two humans eating a meal together. They appear to be lovers.
Who?
Two humans.
This is another
You're in your room.
And you also see an elf eating a meal by herself.
Dressed casually or like an adventurer?
Like, dressed like an adventurer. It's got like, it's got some nice looking weapons, got like traveling clothes, all that stuff.
You want to like wave her over, see if she'll join us? Maybe we can get some information about the blight since we're getting closer to that.
I think that's probably a good idea. We'll go convince her to come eat with us.
I'm actually
Punchy, can you help me find some herbs outside?
I don't really know any herbs.
Can you come outside with me?
Oh. Okay.
Alright, so, we split the party into three ways. Always a good start to a session.
Where are you at this point?
You two are sitting at the table. Everyone else has gotten up and left.
Wanted to talk to the elf?
I look at the elf.
Mm-hmm.
If she insults me, I'm gonna punch her.
Oh yeah. Okay.
All right.
So what?
My thing's really fast.
Sarah, Jason, and Alicia. Each of you will make d20.
Natural.
14. Mm-hmm. 5.
All right. We'll start with you two.
Can she? I'm a little concerned about how easily you're just going along with this Braxis guy. I don't know why I like it when the two of you are together. You guys seem to be kind of scary to other people.
Yeah. That's a good thing. We need a little bit more intimidation. We've got quite a few small people in our group, and I don't really like how vulnerable we're feeling right now. So a little intimidation wouldn't hurt us any.
That's fair. I guess I just promise me you're still my bestie.
No, of course.
Okay.
Reassuring. Oh, also while you're out there, you say you bounce around and then immediately throw.
Oh, yeah. I was going to go find some mint or something to chew. Like a cat eating grass.
Do you need me to stay out here and, like, fold your hair? Because I'm still hungry.
No, I think I'm done. I think I'm done. We can go back in now.
I'm going to go back in. You run outside if you need to go again.
Okay.
Let me know if you need me.
Okay.
All right, Alicia.
Yeah.
It's been a few hours.
I go downstairs looking for my husband in the main room because, you know.
He's not down there. The innkeeper says, can I help you with something?
I'm looking for my husband, the monk.
Oh, he took the room right next to you. Is he your husband?
Yes, he's my husband! Fuck!
He says, oh, here. He gives you the second key to the room.
Thank you. I'm sorry for screaming. It's been a stressful few days.
I heard about. Did you guys come from Lorencar?
Yes.
He says I heard that like shit went down over there.
Yes, it did. Have a good night. Stairs.
Done.
Just might as well get my rumors and gossip from some other one.
I got shit to do.
No, man, you are meditating in your bed.
Do your rooms have windows?
The rooms do have windows, yeah.
Okay. That is good to know.
Knock at the door.
There's a knock at the door.
Who is it?
It's Frigg. Can we please talk?
Okay, I'm coming out. I jump out of the window.
Do I hear this?
You hear roll me a stealth check.
16.
I give these stealth bonuses or
ooh, that is my
your dexterity.
Dexterity. No, I don't have a
stealth. 19, so roll perception check.
Wisdom.
18. So close. I'm gonna say. You do hear the sound of a window opening.
Okay. But Okay, so that's all I hear. I'm gonna wait patiently for a minute, and then knock again.
There's no answer.
I key in.
The room is emptying the window, so.
Do I see anything out the window?
No, what do you do after you jump out the window?
Sorry, what?
What do you do after you jump out the window?
Run away.
Yeah, you see him, like, running into the woods.
He's had a minute's head start.
I just angrily scream out the window, "Why are you running?"
You hear this.
I don't.
We also hear her shouting.
Yeah.
Okay, I come down the stairs. Altair, I need your help, please. Are you please coming with me? But I keep running.
At this point, this has been a few hours. You got a few drinks to get to.
We never talked to the elf.
You'll get there.
Oh, okay, we'll get there. Can I roll for how many drinks I had?
Sure. Roll me a d6 plus one.
A d6? Four drinks.
You did have a rough week.
I did. So, I kind of get up and stumble out the door. Can I see her?
Yeah. She's running back around the back of the tavern.
I slowly... What is going on?
Gnomon's running into the woods at night alone, probably unarmed, and more importantly, away from me. He is a weapon. He's a monk. Help me or not. I'm very drunk. Fuck you. You're a terrible friend.
I wasn't even sure we were friends yet. I'm telling you what to do.
I'm out of earshot.
I go back in and proceed to drink more.
Punchy Braxis, Shadow Mouse, you see all.
I think the marriage is in trouble, Punchy.
Shadow Moss, you're making this worse.
I'm delighted.
I assume I very quickly lose any finding. Mm-hmm.
Yes, he's very quick. Punchy, he's 30 feet. Oh, plus 10.
I can fly.
Oh, your speed's 40.
I don't have any
weird.
He's long gone.
Yeah.
There's something wrong.
Okay.
I saw it with my
eyes.
There's something wrong.
I come trudging in the door, you guys, and I sit down. I need some booze or whatever.
Drinks!
Yes, those.
Brothers, what can I get you lot?
Just something good and strong.
A flaming carriage.
Okay, fine.
Oh no!
So he brings you over. He brings you over a mixed drink that he sets on fire in front of you.
A what again?
A flaming carriage.
I knock it off the table. Don't give me this shit. Give me a real drink.
That was a very expensive and a large amount of alcohol. But yes,
can I roll dexterity to save it?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
You catch it. It's on. You have this flaming drink in your hand.
Yeah, I got an 18, so I catch it. And I. How much does it cost?
It's a gold piece.
I put a gold piece.
Oh my gosh.
And I drink it.
All right, so blow it out and drink. Roll me a constitution save. Oh, yeah. All right, that is your last memory of the evening.
I rolled up too.
You get a very strong dwarven ale.
Okay, I proceed to drink my sorrows.
All right, the rest of you.
So, wait, before all that happens, we haven't talked to that elf yet.
No. Oh, yes, let's go back to the elf.
Yeah, rewind!
Yep. Earlier in the evening.
Before I lost all my memories.
Mm-hmm.
as Punchy and Shadow Moss rejoins the group, and apparently you have the first of your drinks in front of you.
Wait, so they're outside vomiting.
You guys are outside, and then we're going to go talk to the
You guys walk over, and there's sitting y'all sitting there.
So, greetings, traveler in Elvish.
He looks up, looks at the two of you, and in common he says, can I help you?
Just curious what direction you're coming from.
Coming from the west, heading east.
Okay, so that's the same direction we're going.
No, we're heading west.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
he's coming from the Blight area towards us.
No, he's coming from Krelson to... from the west. I'm heading from Krelson to Karth.
Ask him if he witnessed Lauren Carr's explosion.
Are you talking in common now? Because he says, just missed it, I'm afraid. Wizard's Tower was there when I was there, and then I heard the explosion and felt it the next day.
It was pretty horrifying.
Yes, it was.
I was hoping to get some information about what's further east.
There's a hole in the bottom.
But if you don't have that, we can leave you alone if you would
prefer. Yeah, should we bring you back into the pumpkin thing?
Or you can join us and drink. We'll be
enjoying
the evening.
I prefer my solitude, but I appreciate it, yeah.
That's all I needed.
Good day.
Aiden, it's all cheer.
Alright, so, back to the front. I'm glad we rerouted that ever important question. Where's Mjolnir, is it?
It's good to be here. Yeah.
I didn't get insulted, so nothing exciting happened.
All right.
This is what my interpretation is. You were drinking, so your mouth was busy, so you didn't provoke anything.
Altair isn't as provoky as Narasana is.
Okay,
you're getting us mixed up.
All right.
Altair's pretty even keel.
No, you are running through the woods away from a person who thinks they're your wife.
Mm-hmm.
Roll me a perception check.
All right. 19.
You notice a building up ahead.
Hmm.
It actually has the stylings of a monastery.
Hmm. Okay. I am cautious.
Mm-hmm.
But I do approach it.
Mm-hmm.
I look around to see if there's anyone.
There's a light on inside, and there's smoke coming from a chimney.
Hmm. I go and knock the door.
You hear a couple of rustling sounds,
mm-hmm.
And the door opens, and standing in front of you is a tall, bronze dragonborn.
Oh.
And she says, "Hello, traveler," she says. "How did you find my hermitage?"
I was meditating in the woods and happened upon you.
Come in, sit down. She says, she kind of looks you over, she says, "Are you also, Order of the Claw?"
"Yes, I am."
"Since that's very strange to get somebody from the Order this far out into the woods."
I was told by my master to go explore mm-hmm. the world, and I've been traveling with a bunch of wanderers and adventurers.
So then she's like, "Offer you something to drink or eat?"
"Yes, something alcoholic would be nice, I think."
She says, "Oh, I've got a delicious mead I could..." Do you?
That sounds wonderful.
She pours you a glass and hands it to you.
I take a sip.
Mm-hmm. It's very good.
I take another sip.
It's very good.
I think I'm getting drunk.
Yes. You are, actually. Yes. No. She says, "So what brings you by?"
"Running away from someone who I think is affected by magic,
mm-hmm.
who think they're my wife."
She says, "And, what happened? Why do you think this is... Why do you think that they were affected by magic?"
"I think there was an enchantment when we were fighting in Lorenkar. This might be the after effects,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know for certain. That seems like the most likely cause."
"Yeah." She says, "So, what are you going to do about it?"
"I need to find someone who knows more about magic than I do. mm-hmm. and probably take their advice. Maybe it's time I went back to my party and found such a person.
She says, no, I think some time away from them would be good. She says, you shouldn't become too dependent on other people.
Mm-hmm.
She says, more meat? You finish that very quickly.
I'm a bit suspicious now.
Full insight.
May I?
Yeah, definitely. All right.
19 again?
Yeah.
What do you got,
Gypsy?
Plus your wisdom.
Wisdom is plus 5 inside.
Nice, so 24.
There you go.
Something is very wrong here.
Okay. I wonder what this monastery is doing in the middle of the woods as well.
That is very weird.
It is.
He doesn't
unusual.
Come back, we could take his room.
I was actually going to have us go after him because I think I care more about Nomad than I do about her distress. So, and I feel more comfortable in the forest, so I was already going to suggest following him.
So what do you do?
Okay, I get suspicious, and I say, no thank you, and I proceed to leave.
You actually can't move.
Uh-oh. Okay.
You are paralyzed.
Uh-oh.
Hmm. She says, now, Noman. This is not a good time for you to leave. The monastery fades, and you find yourself in a shack. Body parts strung up all around the insides of it.
Oh, yeah.
There's a cauldron bubbling with what looks to be body parts inside of it. The dragonborn in front of you, her illusion fades away, and she's got dark purple skin with horns, long black hair, and claws. And as you see her truly, you see that she is siphoning your soul from you as she is talking to you.
Okay.
Moral of the story, listen to your wife.
I need you to make me a, Well, there's no saving throw for this, actually.
You're just boned.
Alright.
Alright, so, you're sitting there with your soul siphon. Let's go back to the tavern. Alright, so, a lot of you are at the tavern.
So, Altair and Frigg are both getting shit-faced.
Yes.
I am completely shit-faced.
Altair has started, slurring her words, repeating herself, apologizing for being drunk, waiting a second, then apologizing for being drunk, then waiting a second, then apologizing for being drunk.
Probably babbling about the minutiae of, some insect or something she saw the other day.
I feel like I'm pretty concerned about the curses that are affecting the group, so I'm going to keep talking about that. I don't know what's wrong with you. I don't know what's wrong
There's
with you two.
Wrong with me.
You don't know as much about magic as I do.
There's
because
no magic.
So this continues for an hour.
I cast detect magic
over and
over. Detect magic.
No,
see it all.
Another sure
magic. Look, I can't wipe it off. This isn't a wipe off. You are
in the evening.
Maybe it's right.
I just feel
there's something wrong.
There's nothing wrong.
A lot of bad choices.
Detect magic.
Yeah, and I don't
know magic on
yourself. Yes, you can. So, yes, you know you got how magic works. Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
We're gonna say this goes on for an hour, but we don't need to hear it.
Yes. We could literally do this for an hour.
I know you can.
Sorry, guys.
So the rest of you three, or you two at least, I don't know what the rest of you
do. I think we're gonna go out in the woods. We decided we are going to follow Roman. I am going to be in my wolfy form.
Mm-hmm.
And because I think that maybe I could track his scent better that way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really bummed that I can't go.
So I think we're going to tell Braxis that we're leaving. And, hey, Braxis, I think we're going to let these guys do whatever they're doing. And we're going to go check on Noman.
Good. Go check on him. He's clearly out of his mind.
Anyway.
Is there anything else in this town other than the inn?
Also, by the way, Noman, give yourself an inspiration point for jumping out the window. At least you gave yourself an inspiration point.
I had a plus one inspiration.
Well, then you don't get to use them.
Yeah. I keep clicking it.
Who has it? If you have inspiration, raise your hand.
We're an inspired group.
Does anybody not have it? Nope.
Other than the inn and a house or two, is there anything else in this town?
No.
Okay. Well, then there's nothing to do, so I will...
You mean there's nothing to steal?
I will follow the orc and
all right, dog. So you're going the wolf form? Roll me a survival check with advantage.
Darn it, I really wanted to go with you guys. I'm really disappointed.
What's that?
16.
Okay.
I hope you lecture the random elf, too.
Alright, you pick up a scent immediately. You follow it into the woods.
Stealth.
Alright, roll me stealth check.
14. Yeah, I'm in the 20s.
Alright, so you're able to keep kind of the group's movement to 26. A minimum. 26. Or noise to a minimum. It's no small feat with punching the groups. you follow this in for a little while, and then you see a kind of a gross-looking shack in the woods. Smoke coming from the chimney, light on inside. There's like animal carcasses hung up around it, little warning signs that you can read.
It smells delicious.
Yeah.
Does the scent trail continue into the shack?
It can use towards it for sure.
All right, I'm going to basically like do a come on motion with my muzzle and like go paw at the door.
Mm-hmm. Roll me a perception check.
That is going to be a 22.
You hear something that you have never heard before. Sound of gnomon whimpering.
Okay, what are you guys going to do when you see me paw on the door?
Well, I mean, can you tell us? Like, you're in wolf form, so you can't talk.
Yeah, that's why I'm like... like how doggies try to be like, guys, this
and
thing.
And I'm like, hey, what is it, girl?
Don't get fall in the well.
Is there something in there? Should we go in? So I think I'm gonna go in first, just because I feel pretty confident in my ability to kind of like protect everybody.
You're also not very interested in stealth, so I'm just seeing you just punch it.
I think I'm just gonna kick in the door.
From the outside, what does it look like the dimensions of the building are?
Like 20 foot by 20 foot?
Okay.
Mm. Alright, you open the door with prejudice. And what you see inside, you see a room that's decorated with all sorts of like severed body parts and animals and bones. There's a cauldron bubbling with body parts into it. You see Noman sitting in a wooden chair, and a creature is, like, straddling him.
Oh!
And it's got her mouth, like a few inches away from his mouth, and you can just see, like, energy being sucked from his body. And I can show you a picture.
Noman, what about your wife?
looks like this.
Oh. That ain't no fucking joke.
I am going to rush forward and attempt to bite the person and pull him off.
Yeah, she seems a bit oblivious to you guys right now, the thing straddling him.
Yeah, I think we should kill it.
Yeah. So, initiative roll?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead and roll the initiative.
14.
Seventeen.
All right, 14, 15, 17. Start with you, Punchy.
So, I think I'm going to take my great sword and just try and chop her head off.
All right, we'll leave it there. With advantage, because she's still oblivious to you.
Okay, and so with advantages...
You just reroll that d20.
And you take the higher.
Take the higher.
Yeah, at a 7.
So, and then you add your greatsword attack bonus.
So 8, 9, 10, 12.
Your sword, like, slam, like, kind of hits the creature, kind of deflects off of it. Like, her skin is surprisingly tough. Like, tough as steel. Mm-hmm. And at that point, she looks up and hisses at you. Braxis?
Longbow.
Alright.
Yeah.
Her in the eye.
Whoa! All right, you get your sneak attack on this because Punchy's on her.
Yes.
Nice.
So.
Net 21.
Eight. No, for yours. Six. And so roll a second D. And a second sneak attack time.
Nice.
16.
All right, that hits her. It deals 16 points of damage. You get the idea that's not a lot of damage for her.
Uh-oh. We really shouldn't be drunk right now.
Consequences.
Little kind of greenish blood trickles out of it, but she seems oblivious to it. The arrow's just sticking in her shoulder, but it does not seem to bother her at all. Shadow Wolf? Shadow Moon? Shadow Moon, Shadow Wolf?
Shadow Moss?
Shadow Moss.
Alright, I have advantage on the tackles if ally is within 5 feet and is not incapacitated.
Yeah, so roll me an attack with advantage.
Alright. 13 plus. What do I have for my attack stuff? I think it's plus 5.
Mm-hmm.
So 18.
Yeah, it's.
Alright, and what is my. Just teeth stuff? Do I not have that written down? Why don't I have that written down? Do you know what? We're in the handbook. Wolf.
It's in the very back. It's in the appendix.
Creature statistics. Alright. Alright. What do I do? Actions. Bite. Melee. Plus 4 to hit. Hit 7? 2d4 plus 2 piercing damage.
Alright, only 2d4 plus 2.
3, 2, 5, 7.
Alright. You also get the idea, though, that
it hits her, but
she got a lot of hit points.
However, it must succeed on a DC 11 strength saving throw or be knocked prone.
You knock her prone.
Yay!
So you press, you leap up and like knock her off of Noman. She lands on the floor. All right, round two. She goes first. And
does the flow of spirit stop?
It does. Okay. Our only perception check, everybody.
Everyone?
Not you, Noman.
Is this perception for hearing or smell?
Neither.
Then I do not have advantage, so...
Perception plus 3.
13.
She'd use her perception stat for it.
7.
Punchy, you notice that, like, the energy is actually going... You see, like, once it stops, like, there's sort of, like, a bag that she's holding that a lot of it's in. She was sucking it in her mouth and putting it into, like, this bag she's holding. She gets up and kind of eyes each of you warily. And realizes that she's outnumbered, that you're a huge fucking half-orc. And he said, "We'll meet again." And then she vanishes from existence.
With the bag?
With the bag. Noman.
She took my arrow.
I need you to make a note. Under your hit points, go to, make a note in there.
Mm-hmm.
You have lost 8 hit points permanently.
8 hit points permanently?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dear.
That is no good.
Yeah.
We gotta try. Don't erase that.
From your wife.
But, like, make a note somewhere else that your current max is 10.
Okay.
10 is your max at this point?
Yep.
Oh, hell no. We need to track this bitch down.
Well, he can get it back. He just needs a greater restoration spell or something.
Mm. Or kill the lady who took it from him? Who knows?
You gotta find it somewhere.
You can't get the bag?
I'd say if you got the bag, you'd get that soul back, but part of your soul is missing.
Oh, dear.
That's such a Noman reaction.
Very expensive, too, isn't it? It's like
1,000 gold. It's expensive. Yeah. But it's something that multiple part members of the party need at this point, so.
Something that what?
Multiple
members of the party need.
Mm. Should have just danced.
Mm. All right, so. Noman slumps out of his chair and falls to the ground.
I'm gonna lick his face. Wake him up.
Noman, you wake up to a wolf licking your face.
I'm going to loot the shack.
I feel weak. And I have slobber all over me.
I love you.
You find a hand, several eyes. Well, this will be a preserved pair of lungs. Sweetmeats. Kidney pie.
Actual kidney pie. Don't
get it. Some eye of newt. Some snips and snails and puppy dog tails.
Now, don't your spells require certain things?
She's got those all covered.
Yeah, okay. I have lots of pockets.
There's also a very gross-looking stew. It's greenish in color and has, like, various body parts.
Can I roll perception to determine what manners of creatures these organs came from? Like, can I detect the sense of...
Sure, I'd allow that. Roll me perception.
Alright, I have advantage on it, but that was a 16. Okay, so 16. 19.
You get the idea, like human elf, some dwarf from there?
I say we burn this place and then go confront the inn owner, since that's probably where she's been getting her stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get free rooms at least.
Can Noman walk?
Yeah, you can walk.
I get up.
Just wobbly.
Yeah.
A little wobbly at first.
Feel a bit weak.
Alright, we head back.
Well, set it on fire first.
Yeah.
Set the hut on fire.
Yeah.
Punchy, it's hard to turn away to go back because it's such a beautiful place.
I love setting things on fire.
Mm-hmm.
It's
awesome. Alright, so you guys head back to the back to the inn.
They're still arguing.
You get back in, yeah, you hear.
No, well, you're Kurt.
No, I detect magic myself. I'm not cursed. You're cursed.
That's ridiculous. It's not possible, I'm telling you.
This is my husband, and y'all are acting like you never heard of it.
So how about this?
Frank, roll me a perception check with disadvantage.
Which means I roll twice and make a lower one. Six.
All right.
Hey, Noman got eaten by a witch demon.
That's right there.
Look at
asshole.
Him.
He's
look
not
him.
Eaten.
You look at him. He looks like shit.
He should look like shit.
Like, he looks pale, shaky. He's actually got a little bit of blood dripping from his nose and his mouth.
Are you ready to talk sense?
At this point, I don't have a choice. I don't think I can run any further.
Where is the innkeep at this point?
Behind the bar.
Alright. I am still in wolf form. I will jump on the bar and growl menacingly at it.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Good doggy. Good doggy.
Why don't we take what?
I think it's time to get some information.
Sorry, Punchy, can you help me get him upstairs first?
Oh, sure. I help. No! I bark at you. Well, this is way more important.
Sit down for a second, no man. We'll get to you in a second.
We should go to the Temple of Lilith tomorrow.
Well,
you
learned
that. You
learned
that.
I'm
going to
approach the innkeeper with my growling little friend and say, hey, just ran into some crazy shit out in the woods. Perhaps you know something about that?
No! I haven't waited. What did Insight check?
Are you trying to kill my husband?
Insight or can I use perception?
Insight for this.
Okay.
19. 5. I have no idea what you're talking about. You know he's lying.
I can smell it on him.
You believe
me? Further and take steps closer, making little.
Hey, suck your dog to back off!
He's telling the truth. Seems legit to me.
I lift my leg and pee.
Come on, my bar!
Okay, I think we've all had enough for tonight.
Alright, I will drop wolf form.
Alright, so you're.
So I can talk.
You're just sort of. Turn in front of your video, you flip back into your body, you're just like cross legged on the bar, in your own piddle.
You know what? Sometimes things happen in wolf form.
It wasn't gross when it was a wall.
He's like, whoa, that's crazy. That dog just turned into a gnome.
Punchy, this fucker's lying. I could smell it on him. I think you need to punch him a little bit until he decides to talk.
Want me to intimidate you? With advantage.
Thanks.
14.
So do you make any sort of, like...
Yeah, I think I'm just gonna get really close and see how he reacts.
He folds, like a map. He's just like, okay, don't... Yes, there's an evil creature that lurks in the woods.
Did you try to kill my husband?
No! No, you guys are obviously wealthy.
What does that have to do with anything?
You pay money for your rooms.
Oh, so you send people that don't have enough money out into the woods to die?
And look, if I don't send them in the woods to die. He says, if there's a traveler that gets too drunk and can't find the way back to their room, I send them out to the woods, and then that prevents me from dying.
You're a son of a bitch.
I have to do it at least once a month, otherwise she said she'd eat my soul. I like my soul, right where it is, in my body.
I don't think you have
cowardly
much of a soul.
Cowardly son of a bitch.
Yeah, I'm a coward, I admit it.
Look, if I can't kill anyone on my monthlies, why do you get to kill anyone?
Oh, boom.
So much true. Oh, son of a bitch.
An inspiration point, but you already have one. And what do you want from me?
And where can we find it?
Yeah. In the shack! Behind the tavern. Like, he says, like, a half hour that way.
How long has this been going on?
She's been here for a few months. Okay, like a year. Okay, a few years. Actually, probably like 5 years.
Well, we set the shack on fire. Because that's what we do.
He's like, fuck, she's gonna come here and kill us all!
So what?
We're gonna be late and have a drink while we kick her ass.
That you murdered at least 60 people. At least 60.
I didn't murder anybody. My hands are clean.
Sister Ree to murder.
This inn looks very flammable.
I agree.
Hey!
I can practice sleep.
I can practice firebolt. We paid for our room.
We can do it in the morning.
Okay.
He looks absolutely mortified.
All right. Who wants to tie this guy up, and then we can all. You'll definitely need some sleep.
Yeah. I'm feeling great.
I think that's a great idea. Let's tie him up, and we'll deal with him in the morning.
Alright, you tie him up.
We should probably take, like, watches or something.
So what do you do? So there's three other occupants of the same.
Well, in theory, is there, like a military that can be contacted to come and protect the main road?
The world of road is heavily patrolled.
Okay. Well, we could put out a sign that should draw attention, be like, this town, or this, whatever it is, needs.
Hamlet.
Yeah. It's being hunted.
Danger.
Or something.
I think this is going to be good practice. I'm supposed to practice.
You need practice because you're clearly not a good wizard and you think I'm first.
I am a great wizard. No.
Oh, then you guys want to just go on for another hour.
So, since the thing said it was going to see us soon, why don't we camp in the main room?
Yep.
So that we can, you know.
Everybody in the same room.
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you guys do with the other three occupants?
Have they awoken during all this? Screaming about?
I mean, what time is it, game time?
It's like midnight. You actually see the elf kind of at the top of the stairs watching all this.
Mind your own business! You're so rude! You're cursed and you're rude!
He says, my name is Paul, and this is between you all. He says, can you just keep it down? I need to get my beauty rest, otherwise...
This place may be attacked sometime tonight. Protect yourself.
FYI.
He creates a little flame in the sand. He says, I'm not worried about it. Snuffs it out.
Cool. The other two people?
They don't.
The humans?
The roll perception check.
Are they fucking?
They're fucking.
Okay, I don't even need to know. Alright.
In the meantime, we should find the still and get our money back.
Find what?
He wants
keeps
to
his
steal
money.
The still?
The still.
Register?
Oh, the till. Okay.
Till? Okay.
Yeah,
I gotcha.
Alright, so you get your money back, and then there's like another 20 gold pieces in there. Actually, we'll say 24.
How about we use this money to get a gnome to send to the soldiers to come fucking deal with it?
There is no gnome office here.
What?
It's too
small. There's two buildings.
You're not gonna steal the money, are you?
It's blood money.
Are you?
I thought you had
well,
to
Well, I'm
sleep.
Only taking back what I spent, but you'll have to convince Punchy not to take the rest.
I think I'm going to take the rest, because he killed a bunch of people.
Well, he didn't...
And they don't need it anymore.
He's just a coward. You're taking
That's
his
That's even more of a reason to take his money.
How about we take the money, but we don't burn the place down?
Yeah.
You're stealing from someone.
You wanted to burn the place down. It costs a lot more than 24
also,
gold.
Also,
did I say burn this place down?
You wanted
you
practice
want to
with your
the innkeeper who's tied up and got muzzled. It was like...
But look
and
at what happened
this
brings
us back to terrible wizards.
No, this is right. Funny because I don't even remember saying that. Like, as myself, not even...
You're going to practice fireball.
Oh,
but,
no, I meant about the witch.
But look
at
poor
Because you guys were talking about... You guys were talking about leaving the witch to the soldiers. I want to kill the
We
witch.
Were also talking about burning the place down. You're like, I can practice my fireball.
Yes, that's exactly the order that happened.
I think that you guys were talking... I thought you guys were talking about the witch, and
yeah.
So that's what I thought what I was
Well,
saying.
How appropriate that the drunk person has no idea what's going
yeah,
on.
No,
alcohol takes you from lawful to neutral.
I am lawful and neutral.
All right, so you guys are camping out here in the main room this night.
Taking watch.
I am snuggling up next to Noma.
You are still my husband, even when you're being a jerk.
Now, do you just like lay there, or do you actually like?
Yeah, I just lay there. I
just
lay
like
there.
A bore.
So, are we gonna have to do the thing?
I've already been sucked once before. I don't have any energy.
Okay. We have to do the thing with Altair, where she has to like figure out what happened during the night.
All right, it's the next morning. Altair, you wake up on the floor of the inn and you have no idea why you're here. The last thing you remember is saving that flaming carriage and then downing it. You look around. You see well, the rest of your companions laying on the ground next to you. Punchy's probably already awake at this point.
And grumpy.
You also see the innkeeper tied up and muzzled, who is awake and like... And you see the elf you remember you talked to last night. Just casually eating breakfast at one of the tables.
Good for him.
Also, you look over and you see Noman and Greg. Greg's snuggled up next to Noman, and Noman's like asleep with her around him.
That's not okay.
There was not consent.
I go up and I pat because the innkeeper's like a gnome, right?
Mm-hmm. He's a halfling.
I pat him on the head and start to untie him.
Okay. Punchy. You see this
what are you doing?
Somebody tied him up.
What are you tying him up? Don't touch him.
Why did you tie him up? As I take the thing off his...
He's like, they're monsters! He says, your friends abused me and hurt me.
We're not monsters. We're a monster. So, Miss Drunky, last night, Noman
hurt Noman.
I just chime in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, long story short, he hurt Noman. We're tying him up so he learns his lesson and trying to get some more information.
Why did you hurt Noman?
I didn't! I don't know what they're talking about.
Does Noman still look rough?
Oh, yeah.
My friend looks pretty rough.
He says he ran out into the woods and found a witch, and they blamed it on me!
Does this wake up anybody else by now?
Yeah, you guys all woke up.
Oh, yeah.
He was feeding strangers to the witch for 5 years. He's sitting 60 different people to death because he is a coward.
I was saving myself. I am a coward.
You could have contacted the guard.
Mm-hmm. So I certainly would have died then.
Why? The guard isn't going to kill you.
The white one.
Well, it seems to me like we're gonna kill a witch and you're gonna get turned into the guard. That seems like what's gonna happen.
We have to, because the guard is like a far away from here. And I'm hungover.
We gotta go anyway.
Yeah.
The guard's all over the place.
Okay.
We have a cart, right?
Mm-hmm.
We can just tie him up and put him in the back of our cart and turn him in when we see the guard.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
Fine, but you're the one taking him into the woods so he can pee.
Oh, no.
The elf, by the way, goes behind the counter, makes more bacon, starts packing it in.
I'm going to ask him if he has any way of contacting people.
I hold out a plate.
With three slips, slices on it.
Would you care to buy an inn? No, does he have any spells that he could use to contact a guard or of some sort? I don't know what those spells would be.
No, we just have to go on the
road. He says, I'm sure if you stand on the road and bang two pots together, a guard will eventually fire.
Yeah, we just need to be on the road. We can just shove him in a cart.
Or we can just leave him tied up here. Maybe the smoke will drop.
Because then he could get away.
Or he'll be murdered by a witch.
Yeah, the witch will take care of it. So let's just get back on the road.
No, I thought we were killing the witch because it hurt Nomad.
If she showed up, but she has
how hard can it be to find a witch?
She'll find us.
I don't know. How long has it taken you to find Kalarnally? Oh, I'll have you know, Kalarnally is not a witch. She is a warlock, right?
She's a wizard.
Oh, she's a wizard? Oh, I thought she was a warlock.
Not to mention, no one found a witch just running aimlessly in the woods at night.
Well, that's because the witch wanted to find him. I mean, do I feel like I could find this
witch?
Well,
me and our Arcana check. Based on what they told you about their encounter, you get the idea that this is a night hat.
A night's hat?
Hag.
Hag, okay.
And very elusive creatures.
Mm-hmm.
They can turn invisible. They can move from one plane of existence to another at will.
Mm.
They're actually very hard to track down. When they set up layers, they can make it really difficult to find them. They can, so they're, it's one of those things where you don't find them, they find you.
Hmm.
We just have to be ready when it comes back for revenge.
So based on what I was what the innkeeper is worried about, do I feel like if we leave him here, it's a death sentence?
Could be.
Alright. I take him with us and put him in the back of the cart.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a mayor to the town? Are there any other people in the town?
Roll me perception check.
It's basically just a motel.
20. Natural 20. Bates Motel.
Let me just check one thing. Oh, by the way, it's the 15th of Sylvian.
I don't have track of the date, so I don't know what that means.
That's actually what I'm looking at right now. I need to figure out what day of the week it is. At some point, I'll actually remember based on the date. But...
Norman, how are you feeling this morning?
Not very good.
Okay. That's why you don't run out into the woods in the middle of the night.
Oh well, I had to pick a poison.
I'm poison?
No, we really need to get to a...
Just... That phrase.
How much does a greater restoration spell cost? Do I know that?
Let me look. Go ahead and continue your conversation.
I'm going to roll perception. I probably
fell
in the
room. Oh, a one!
Oh, no! You're really hungover still. It's just the hangover. You can't
I was rolling to see if everyone is actually sincere or what have you, but anyway.
It is actually the equivalent of Monday. It's Moonsday.
Okay.
It is a new moon, so it's a dark night. You you, the two people that are the two other houses are home to lumberjacks, and you get the idea that they're out cutting wood.
And they're okay.
Yeah, you hear the sounds of wood chopping.
They're lumberjacks,
and they're okay. Yeah.
All right, we'll hit the road, and if we spot guards, we can flag them down and get rid of this stupid gnome.
I want to take a knife and carve into the bar basically a shorthand version of what happened so that people don't come after us thinking that we murdered and kidnapped an innocent man.
Yeah, I'll leave a note on one of the lumberjack's doors about what happened.
Cool.
Norman, can we please talk somewhere away from everybody?
Maybe later.
Why don't you let this man rest? Doesn't he look horrible right now? He needs some sleeps. And he needs his wife
to leave them alone.
You stay out of this, okay?
Okay, if you want to hurt your husband more, go for it.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to my husband. Look, we don't have to go very far. Can we please just talk? You won't talk to me.
Oh, Lord.
There's no getting away from you, is there?
Oh, you did marry me, sweetling.
No, we didn't!
Alright, so, the two of you are a few steps ahead of the party. Go ahead and have your...
What is going on?
I think you're enchanted. I think you're under some sort of spell, because it doesn't make any sense to me. One of us is enchanted. Majority says it's you.
Logic dictates.
When was this have happened?
You remember when we were in Lorinka?
Yes. There was an explosion. That's memorable. And zombies. Yes. And an octopus in the sky.
And there was some sort of a creature that came out of, I don't know, another plane and affected people.
So you don't remember our marriage, then?
No, I do not. Neither do at least four other people.
I can't accept that. I remember everything.
If you were enchanted, you'd say the same thing, wouldn't you?
Just like you would say these things, maybe you're enchanted.
Yes, we need someone else to do the tie-breaking
for us. Look, I have the favor of Lilith. I think I'd be protected. I think it's more likely that you guys were enchanted.
Why don't we go to the next temple of Lilith and get, I don't know, whatever it is that they do there.
Okay.
All right?
All right, let's call a truce, but can you please at least be nice to me because, you...
Okay.
You are my husband. You can at least not insult me in front of the rest of the group.
Okay. I will be nice to you so long as we can wait.
Wait what?
Wait on discussing any further until we get some confirmation that one of us is not enchanted.
Discussing what?
That we are married? Anything to do with that?
Okay, so you want me to pretend like we're not married until I can convince you to see a Dr. Wizard thing?
Yes.
Okay, fine.
No,
I'm saved.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, goodness.
All right.
Back on the road.
I fall to the back of the group walking kind of dejectedly.
Get on the horse.
I'm riding my horse dejectedly. Because only Sandwich cares about me.
Aww.
And Sandwich gives you a reassuring nuzzle.
While I'm on her back.
Yeah, we're kind of rear back. And...
I have a double jointed horse then.
Fine, she does. Alright, so you guys continue on the road. About halfway through the day, you see one of the patrols, Carthalian guard, approaching. There's a group of six soldiers. You see what looks to be a couple lancers, a couple archers, and then a couple of cool swords. One of them has much nicer armor than the other five.
Nice. I wave them down. Hello!
Hello there, citizen, she says. How can I help you?
So we were staying in a Well, there was an inn, but that was about it.
Eagle's Nest?
Oh, yes, the Eagle's Nest, she says. We were hoping to stay there this evening.
There's a witch.
A red hag.
This is the innkeeper.
She looks in your cart. Her hand goes to her sword hilt. It's kind of almost involuntarily. She says, explain this, please. This is a very distressing scene. She kind of looks at each of you now, taking you all in. Her eyes seem to linger on you a bit longer than the rest, Punchy. Are you your hood up? Or are you down?
Oh, my hood's up because I'm just super cranky. I didn't get enough sleep. And I hate it.
I will step in front of Punchy protectively as if somehow a 18-foot creature. Bus. Yeah.
Are you have a riding dog, right?
I do, yes.
A little bit.
Apparently, there's been a night hag that the Eagle's Nest innkeeper has been feeding people for the last 5 years. There's suspicious disappearances because he has been shoveling them off to the night hag in order to save himself from her.
And he tried to kill my companion.
He actually looks at you a bit closer. She actually looks at you a bit closer. Giselle, a paladin of Lilith.
Yeah.
She nods respectfully. She says, and you can confirm everything they've said.
Yeah.
She walks over to the cart and pulls the muzzle off of the halfling. He's like, they're all lies! They're all lies! These brigands stole all my money and made up this weird story. She looks at you.
He's lying. I mean, we got other stuff to do than just to haul this guy around. I'm on a mission from Lilith and he's getting in the way.
She says, and what evidence do you have of this other than how did you discern this?
Well, you can look at him.
Oh, you look like hell.
Yes.
You can also probably go back to the village where that inn was and talk to the residents. They might remember people stopping in the inn and never being seen again. You can also go find... They burned the witch's hut down, so you can go find that, too. You guys can tell them the whole story. I vouch for these guys. Please listen to them. I know they look weird.
I remain very quiet.
No, of course.
She looks at the three of you. Your account?
Our companion ran away last night due to some interpersonal relationship issues.
He got lost in the woods.
Sure, we'll call it that. I was a little concerned, so I had my companions follow me. We found a shack that was covered in disgusting bits of all sorts of different peoples. Human, elf, dwarf, night hags apparently don't care what they eat. And I give a detailed description of what the night hag looked like and where they can find the shack. And
the cauldron should still be there.
I will also give them some information about the elf who may or I don't know if he left before we did or not. But he was able to also listen to the innkeeper's account. So he is an independent witness to the interrogation and heard the confession. And...
Yeah.
Okay. She says, she looks at one of her men and says, you got that? You know... She takes her shield off her back and, like, walks to the side of the road and, like, throws it into the ground. Oh. And then she goes to the back of the cart and grabs the halfling out of it. He's squirming. And she bends him over so his head's over the shield.
Oh.
And she says, well, by the power invested in me by the King of Carthol for this heinous crime, I sentence you to death. And she unsheathes the sword and in one quick motion slops his head off.
Oh.
And it picks up the rest of his body and just tosses it to the side of the road. She says, we appreciate your report. She says, keep up the good work. She pays you each a gold piece for your efforts.
Yay.
Thank you. Do you know if there's a temple of Lilith on our way down the road?
I'm going to be violently ill by the side of the road.
Okay, you do that. I'm going to talk to this person.
And she says, yes, there's one in Carthol, 4 days ahead of here.
fort is.
These are lawful people, by the way.
Is there any sizable temple between here and there?
She takes her head. She says, there's a temple of the eight. She says, but that one does not have a Lilith priestess, so.
You wouldn't happen to have a cleric among you, would you? Okay.
She says, no, these are just good old commissioned boys. She says, we appreciate your assistance in ending this heinous crime, though. If you'll excuse us, we have patrols to continue. You're violently vomiting.
Did the innkeeper have anything on him?
Do you check? You go off the road and check his corpse?
Once the guards are gone.
All right, so the guards proceed on their way. They nod at each of you. You're violently vomiting violet vitriol.
Well done. Well done. Lots of
that's
alliteration
there. That's 2 days
in
a row.
put another tally on your vomiting calendar. So that happened.
What page is the alignments on? I need to calibrate myself here.
It's chapter 5, I think?
5, all
right. It's the whatever chapter is right after the backgrounds. How did all of you react to this?
Nonchalant.
I was on edge as soon as she was touching the weapon.
Mm-hmm.
I almost said something to the likes of, you best take your hand off that weapon.
Yeah.
But I thought better of it.
Mm-hmm. Good call.
But yeah, still a little on edge. Super grumpy because I didn't sleep enough last night. I was really looking forward to sleeping. Somebody jumped out the window. Why couldn't you just let her do it, Jake?
Everyone assumed my character is gonna rape somebody.
She might have been talking about
the it might have been conversation.
You might actually enjoy it.
Doing it to them might be forcing them to participate
in an emotional
conversation.
What if we only travel half the day and we make ourselves a nice camp and have a good rest tonight?
Wait, I have a question. Is this normally how the king's or whatever's justice is suspended?
Yeah.
Roll
me a history check. Intelligence.
Can I roll 2?
Sure.
20.
Nice.
Plus 4.
3. I have no wisdom or intelligence.
Well, it makes sense because you grew up in the dwarven lands.
Yeah.
You know,
I lived under a rock.
This is not
literally.
But this is not how they would have handled it there.
Okay.
You're also pretty sheltered, but you've heard that instead of taking people back for trial, that if there's like a heinous crime, people will just get executed.
I feel like I was very drunk this morning and didn't really consider the consequences of this action because it's not a mistake Altair's ever going to make again because I am horrified by what just happened.
I mean, he deserved to die. I wasn't expecting it that quick.
I don't even know if he deserved to die. Jail time would have been
60, at least 60 people.
This is a really dangerous world.
Anyway.
This is a really dangerous world. I mean, that
so
witch
it's
is...
okay for someone to sell out other.
No,
groups?
But I mean, that witch was going to be somewhere anyway. I just chopping off his head on the side of the road.
This world is fucked up.
With no chance for rehabilitation or anything.
I mean, it's gross, but he still does have his soul, which is better than what the Night Hag would have done to him.
Look at Noman.
I'm busy looking at the halfling missing a head.
You're also looking at Braxis looting the body. You get 19 gold pieces.
Wow.
And you find a golden locket.
Ooh. Hmm. Okay, I'm gonna jog up to her and be like, is this magic?
I snatch it from you. I'm not giving it back.
It could be cursed too.
I'll detect magic on it.
No magic.
I put it in my pocket.
Yeah.
You look inside of it? I love being able to provoke this reaction from you.
Fuck you!
Alright, you really sure you want to look into this? Yes.
Give it back.
You open the locket, and inside is just a little sprig of lavender.
Yeah. I knew it the way he was playing it up.
Uh,
Is everybody, like...
Well, you see Shadow Moss is coming back from vomiting on the side of the road.
I'm going to go put the locket back on the body, put the head with it, and burn it all to ash.
Alright.
Oh, look, you've got some practice. You're fireballs.
Does anybody here ever think about the fact that it might start forest fires and everything you burn down?
It was very muddy on the road. He did say that it was muddy off the road. And
yeah.
I thought about that.
But you are,
yeah, but that was my query in character.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're still in the woods. There's still left.
Because of course I think about that.
All right, so
I just sat on my horse.
That's why you went to your query. Of course I do.
Let's go.
Yeah, I want to get really far away from this place.
Ditto.
And towards the blight.
Yeah, I mean, we made some money. We got to see a cool beheading. Like, no one's still alive. I mean, I'd say it's a win-win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need to find a proper magic person.
I need to find half of my soul.
Back on the road.
Alicia thinks he's a better half. Get it? We need to find a temple.
Alright, so you continue on along the road. That evening, you find yourself in a slightly bigger town. It's got a general store, another inn, it's actually got a small Temple of Virtues and a small Temple of the Eight, along with maybe like a dozen houses. It's another lumberjack community, you get the idea.
Does this one have a name?
This one does have a name, yes.
What is it, Christopher?
Sorry, just the way you said that.
So suspicious.
It's called the town's called Shady Glen.
Shady Glen?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a retirement home.
Either of those temples would be useful.
What was the other temple? Temple of Virtue and
Temple of
the
Eight.
Temple of
Eight. Yeah,
it's
so
generic.
Yeah, they have like the eight other gods there.
Non-denominations.
Mm. Is there a library or a place where I can look up these creatures? What are these creatures?
No, not in a town of this size. Mm. However, you might be able to talk to the priestess about it. Or
yeah, which of the temples would be... The Temple of Eight might have somebody who is more...
Yeah.
Virtue sounds very, like, good people-y.
Yeah.
We might be able to con them into healing everybody for free.
You guys... No. Yeah,
I wouldn't count on it.
There might be a thing of inks on the,
Your thing of ink?
Inks, yeah. There's, like, a little tube with, like, six different inks in it.
Oh, it's in the living room.
Oh.
Let me get
mine.
It's right there. On the table.
Alright, so.
Talk about your scented ones, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Alright, so, there's a tavern here. It's called the Squirrel and the Nut. It's got a little squirrel hanging on its sign, like a little nut in its mouth.
That's adorable.
Mm-hmm. What do you guys do?
I go to the Temple of Eight, and I spend all day, or the rest of the afternoon or whatever, praying in front of the...
I go to the Temple of Eight as well, to try to find a priestess, to ask them about my act.
Okay. What about the rest of y'all?
Come on, let's go!
Everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Well, why don't we get the animals and everything all situated at the squirrel and nut, then go over.
Okay.
So where?
So the temples.
That sounds boring. What time is it?
It's about 7 in the evening again.
We might get like a group
I'm
discount.
So tired. Yeah. I'm going to go to the inn, get a room, and I'm going to pass.
I mean, it's
that
just
my
to sleep.
Hit points.
What's
so
up?
The
piece?
Yep.
I'm feeling fine.
Don't you want to go talk to Sylvia? That would be...
I can do that in the forest a lot better.
Or you should definitely...
No, I'm going to go hang out with Punchy.
I'm going to sleep.
Punchy immediately goes to bed.
Yes.
Yeah, what's the room situation? Do we have another common room option?
You have a common room option. Punchy got a private room.
With me.
Nice. Don't wake me up.
Private?
Probably.
Private. Okay. I guess we'll all...
You're going to have some money unless you order a phone.
With you two.
Well, I'm giving him his stage. Until we can lift the purse on him.
At least for 4 more days.
What's that?
I'm free for at least 4 more days.
4 more days?
Because that's where the temple is.
In Gotham's
Fort is where.
Oh, we can't get the remove purse here, Chris?
No.
No?
That's why I was like, I love it.
Well, maybe you can, if you have the money.
How much does it cost? I would know that, wouldn't I?
You're about to find out. You've never had the paper spilled before.
Sure. She is a paladin. They like her.
That's yeah. Only if there's a priestess at Willa here. Mm-hmm. But I'm only for her.
Boring. I'm just praying.
What are you praying for, by the way?
The lifting of the curse, for my husband to be returned to me, for guidance in my mission, kind of in a catch-all, praying, meditating, trying to calm everything down.
Okay.
That shit's weird.
Do I find it
weird?
Please
yes.
Help me,
okay. So I ask her about...
You find a priest of Morad.
Okay.
The god of death.
Okay, that may be someone who actually does know about my past.
He's a half-orc.
Okay.
This is getting better.
I go to him and ask, you know anything about my past?
He says, talking about the magical fey creatures?
Mm-hmm.
I might know a thing or two, yeah.
One of them took half of my soul away. You know how I can get it back.
Oh, you're halfway to death, my friend. It's not bad news. Mm. Death comes for us all. It's a blessing.
I'd like to prolong that a little bit longer, if I may.
Wait, doesn't Morad want souls? So maybe...
Truly, he would want all of my soul instead of half of it. You could help me.
He said, oh, yes, if I was powerful enough, I could help you, yeah. But I'm not.
You know someone who is?
He says, yeah, if you go to Carthel, he says, there at the Temple of Morad, there's a woman named Jasmine Tannel.
Okay.
She is incredibly powerful. She can bring the dead back to life. Which, you know, Morad generally frowns upon, but, you know, it happens from time to time.
Nothing before that.
That's probably the best laugh I've
no,
ever.
It's just a fat lot of nothing between here and there, except for guard patrols and the occasional monster that brings people to Morad quicker than they would like.
Hmm.
He says it's a dangerous world out there. He says, if you're worried about night hags a lot, you just make your place here, become a lumberjack. Worship Morad. Wouldn't be so bad. Morad. Is Mo Rad.
Oh, I love it. Every time there is
every
a plug.
Fucking time.
I love it.
He says, you seem a bit distressed.
I am a bit distressed.
He says, I think you need to relax, son.
Okay.
He puts a hand on your shoulder.
This is getting creepy.
He says,
stretch your hand.
He says, he puts a hand on his holy symbol, cast bless on you.
Okay.
So you have a bonus d4 to your, it doesn't matter. Pretty much you just feel positive energy roll through you, and you feel a little better, though
right.
Not mechanically better.
Okay. I thank you, and I leave the temple.
He kind of clears his throat and nods at the donation box.
I give you a copper piece.
Ouch!
2 copper pieces.
I probably a silver, just a silver.
He dismisses his concentration, and the good feeling goes away.
Okay.
Just remember, everybody dies.
So you tell me.
You can't take the money with you.
So give it to me.
By the way, you hear all this. You're literally, like, this room is, like, it's a square room, it's got four kind of icons of the god on one side, four icons of a god on the other side. So he's just been in the same room with you having this conversation while you've been sitting there quietly praying. And nobody walks out.
Yeah.
After he leaves, the half-orc shakes his head. He says, "Oh, misers." Meanwhile, back at the inn, you're asleep. Are you going to bed also, Shadowmoss?
I think I am doing something crafty to calm my nerves, because while I agree that he needed to be killed, it was a little abrupt for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm
making
something.
Altair and Braxis, what do you two do?
I'm going to save money. So I'm just going to climb up on the roof of the inn and meditate for 4 hours, because that's all the sleep I need. And just, I guess, keep an eye out and wait for all these people to finish their rest.
What time is it?
It's like 7 o'clock.
I'll eat dinner and go to bed.
Okay.
Same here. I go back to the inn.
All right, so the next morning, it is the 16th of Sylvian.
Should have looked at the Flaming Ox calendar before we started the session.
Why?
Because things, Chris! Things!
Don't worry about it.
What?
Alright, so.
It just occurs.
Just let it happen.
Just
punchy stuff.
Punchy, you wake up feeling great. You've got a good night's sleep.
Ugh, finally.
No more cranky.
Shut them off, so you wake up in the like one of the dresser drawers of the. cover yourself in the new blanket you made last night. Braxis, you wake up on the roof with a sore peck. As you wake up and from your meditation, you look down. You actually see that elf from the previous night, like walking up the path.
You
splattered
yourself with ink.
I inked myself. Yeah.
Oh no! You're
gonna
your shirt.
Yeah.
On your step. How'd you do that?
I don't know. I literally just...
It was just happened.
Just happened.
So.
Give me a paper towel.
It's right behind.
Right behind you, Sarah. All right, so, who's in the lead? Is it still... you guys are still in the forest.
All right, I'll go then.
All right. You guys proceed along the road.
Okay. Is it survival, you said?
Yeah.
19.
Okay. Nice. You have a quiet day. Another guard patrol passes you throughout the day.
Still no sign of the hag.
Still no sign of the hag.
That's good. I think it was
I'm slightly less dejected today. Good meditation in the temple. I can make it to the whoever finds us.
Mm-hmm.
So while we're on the road this time, what's our plan? Like, where do we planning to do once we arrive? We're at our destination.
Well, we're fighting the blight. But we have to gather information about it as we go.
And first we gotta fix whatever the stupid curse is.
Yes, we all wanna fix the stupid curse.
Something that I completely failed to do.
Yeah.
I would have asked in every town if anyone had seen a half-elf by the description of Narasana.
Yeah, so far it's been no.
So far it's been no, okay.
Well, yeah, because Narasana is a monster.
Or we could also be looking for that hero, you know.
What?
Why would we need the hero, though?
All right, so
it's just good to know heroes.
I don't want anything to do with the hero. I want Narasana
to die.
No, prison is good enough. Maybe death.
Really?
Alright, so he's another quiet day on the road.
I don't know who this person is. I'm still working out.
No town that night, so you have to make camp. Who's going to keep watch?
Well, this dude only needs 4 hours of sleep, so the rest of us, I think, can
I'll take the
each
first four
ship
hours.
In an hour. Or that.
I mean,
I guess we could just have a roster. For
yeah, just every night somebody takes 4 hours.
Okay.
And then the other person, he does the rest.
Works.
Okay.
Do we have any sort of alarm spells or anything at this point?
Yeah, I cast alarm every night.
Okay. That helps.
And I assume I use my divine sense before I go to sleep.
What's divine sense? Oh, those who detect evil?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if you can bless you. You can get critters to watch for us too.
Yeah. You can befriend an owl.
Isn't my animal companion an owl?
Oh yeah. All right, so. Will we perception check, Caitlin?
Four.
Okay. It's a quiet night. Nothing happens. 17th of Sylvian.
It's never the answer you want to hear.
Well, would you prefer something happen?
Caitlin also has a bat phone.
Prefer her to have not have used to roll the two. But that's what happens.
Okay. Near the end of the day, something magical happens. You guys exit the forest. And you find, opening up before you, a huge and vast grassland, as far as the eye can see. The sun is suddenly much brighter and much warmer on your skin.
So you're going to go to Carthel first, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was
I mean, that's on the way.
Yeah.
Okay.
How many days are we
from Carthel?
Two?
2 more days, yeah.
I am going to be on high alert for the sight of bunnies, since we're in a grassland now.
Mm-hmm.
And I will be practicing my sling, which I gained last thing.
Are you going to kill the bunnies for us?
Mm-hmm. Well,
for food?
For punching.
Alright, manage to scare a few off.
Not actually killing.
I feel like it'd be super easy for people to hide and ambush us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very easy.
I'm gonna be on more alert than you. Okay.
Roll me perception check.
I'm not perceptive. 13.
Okay. Alright, so you guys are cautiously traveling through the grasslands. It's funny, you come out of this dark gloomy forest into those bright, sunny plains, and you suddenly feel more ill at ease.
It's because we're really obvious.
We're really exposed, yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all are. I'm sure it's fun.
I mean, how tall is grass?
Grass is definitely over 2 feet tall.
Yeah.
In a grassland.
It's not over 5 feet tall, though.
No.
Not in a prairie.
It's more like 3 to 4 feet tall.
Alright, so.
Do
yes,
I maybe. Divide sense any evil?
Well, as Brax, are you?
No, I'm chaotic neutral.
Every time you cast it, you sense one of us.
I don't think we'd hang out very long.
Well, no, I think it actually tells you, like, I think it tells you if there's undead or
infernal.
Or...
You never witnessed me do anything evil. All
right, so.
Apparently.
What?
I was a little heartless.
You guys spend the next. You guys spend the next 2 days traveling along the road in the plains, passing patrols, cautiously avoiding bunnies.
Sensing divine stuff.
You actually come across, there is a group of guards that are, like, fighting a, what looks to be, like, a large dire lion.
Cool!
But they're kind of wrapping up on it by the time you get to them.
Do they know anything about the light?
We're still pretty far from the light.
Yeah, we're really far from the light.
One of them's like, yeah, I did a tour over there. Over there in the, near them woods.
A tour?
Well, yeah, I'm a guard. I take tours of duty, don't you know.
What'd you find? What was it like?
He says, oh, it's a hellish shithole, he says. He says, all sorts of dark energy, foul creatures. He says, nowhere I'd recommend going.
Where?
He said, nowhere I would recommend going.
Yeah. He says, why do you ask about this? He says, as the rest of his, like, crew are, like, cutting up the body of this, like, dire lion, like, getting ready to be burned.
We think it's bad,
It is very, certainly, yes.
Maybe someone could stop it.
He looks at the lot of you. He says, yeah, that's a thing that could happen, yes. He says, no, if you prefer living a long and fruitful life, he says, I'd recommend maybe going west or anywhere but there.
Okay.
Anything going on in Carthel these days?
Oh, he says, no, it's been a little quiet there. He says, what's that, Sylvian now? He says, got a festival coming up here soon. Well, my festival's dead. He says, yeah, we're all getting ready for, he says, there's Runebobble Day coming up in a few weeks, he says, and then a week after that's midsummer, so he says, people are real excited by that.
Does Carnival have a tower? It's like a wizard tower.
He says, yeah, it's got the biggest wizard tower in all the country.
Do you know about the priest of Morad in Carnival? Someone called Jasmine?
He says, no, I'm a sworn true Vertrusian myself, he says, but he kind of eyes you suspiciously. He says, but if you want to talk to the priestess of death, you're more than welcome to.
Altair would probably know to say, we could probably talk to, like, Sylvian or, you know, Solari or...
He says, yes, that would be a lot less macabre.
Probably not Morad.
Okay.
He says, well, this was a weird encounter, but it was a pleasure meeting all of you.
Thanks. Good luck butchering your lion.
He says, I'm going to put that head on my wall.
Nice. Cool.
And it goes, rawr.
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter cups.
Oh, yeah. I forgot we had those.
Yeah. Cup pass. All right, so you find yourself, it's the 19th of Sylvian, late in the day, as you crest 19th, skip the day, narrative imperative, and you crest the hill, and you see laying before you the largest city you've ever seen. Now, granted, Craig, you've been through here before, Jason, cup pass. the city stretches for miles. There's a large tower down in the city core that you can see. There's a huge castle near it, with another large tower. The Great River, you've kind of met back up with it. It's about a mile wide at this point. And you see tons of ships docked along the river. Other ships moving up and down it. And, quite the sight.
If you have another game starting in 40 minutes, should we go into Carnival next time?
Oh, okay.
I probably know a good end for my last visit, right?
What's up?
I probably know a good end for my last visit.
Absolutely.
Okay. What's the name of this inn?
The Pale Moon. It's not in the center of town. That's the expensive royal part of town.
Yeah.
It is a nicer inn on the outskirts.
Okay. Guys, I recommend we check into the Pale Moon and then figure out temple and magic stuff from there. I stayed at the Pale Moon before. It was decent fair prices. Is that cool?
Yep. Yeah. Hey, Pale Moon! Have you been to the Pale Moon before?
I've not left. Where was that?
Trailson.
Before we started, so.
Just wondering.
What time is it?
It is about 6 in the evening.
Okay, I'll get dinner and go to bed, and I'll wake up and go to the wizard's shop tomorrow.
Is there an elven alienage?
Yes.
I'm going to head there.
Actually, I got a map of Carnival I can send to each of you.
Cool.
Let me pull it up real quick.
What is an alienage?
It's basically just a ghetto for one particular race. I don't know why it's called an alienage. It just is.
Yeah, the hobbits have one. The dwarves have one.
Better if it's called a ghetto.
In the ghetto.
What do you say? Is this a real world term or a D&D term?
Which world would come?
An alien?
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah. No, I thought you meant ghetto.
No.
Yeah. I think it's fairly common because I've seen it in video games.
Mm-hmm. So I feel like you need to look up this alienage because I don't think that is a common. Like, that seems like it's a very much.
Oh, well, it's common, but it made sense when Chris told it to me.
Yeah.
And one second, I'm just pulling it up right now.
The state or condition of being an alien, according to the dictionary.
So, personage, but alienage?
It looks like in Dragon Age, they use alienage, and that's possibly where it comes from.
It's almost assuredly where I got it, so.
Did everybody try
the... I just seem to recall it from the other game, so I was like, that's what we call it in this. They're like graham crackers.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Except way better, and they probably don't discourage masturbation.
What?
You know that story, right? The guy who invented graham crackers was all like, if you eat spicy food that tastes good, it'll hurt you to masturbate, which is unhealthy. So he was like, you need to be vegetarian and eat a very bland diet, and he created graham crackers.
Yep. Isn't that partially what...
Cornflakes, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Explains a lot about vegetarians.
There were lots of things that were meant to keep you... Basically, the idea is that if you enjoy sensual pleasures, as in things that evoke your senses and make you feel happy, then you're more likely to be a sensualist who masturbates, because you enjoy pleasure.
You're immoral, and with every ejaculation, you're dispersing your life force.
You know what I got for that?
And killing God's children.
Sorry, this is taking me a while to find this man.
Would it be like...
However you want to do it,
every lady's body's different.
What are we talking about?
At least the five members.
So we're talking about how you get the job done.
How we prefer to masturbate. That is what motions best suits. Our preferred.
Yeah, our Illinois listeners aren't going to know what we were talking about until the end of the conversation.
That's true.
There was a lot of mimicry and.
I like your name. None of that.
Yeah, I'm not ever going to do that because that's not what.
You flatter yourself. You do.
God, that's
funny.
All right. Alright, I'm sending you the picture now. It should be coming into your phones.
I love how I haven't received other emails.
So, Chris,
yes.
Next weekend,
mm-hmm.
manicures.
Yes.
I want to do holographic nails.
Fuck yes.
Oh, wait. You're doing holographic nails?
I want to do holographic nails.
Holographic what?
Is there an on this?
What's it?
Is there an on the map?
It's not highlighted, but yes, it is. if you live on the west side of town, where there's the moon with the three stars, it's right near there.
Okay. So we go to the end.
And I assume it's too late to go find anybody helpful. So, it's dinner and booze.
Yeah. You'd have to get to the Temple of Lilith, you'd have to go to the Sailor District, which would require either you going through the inner city, which costs money, or you going around the inner city, which takes time. So.
Yeah.
It's all the way over here. Honestly, guys, I think tomorrow, I mean, this is a nice inn, but I think we stay here tonight, but tomorrow we should probably find an inn on the other side of the inner city, because it's going to take us like 8 hours to walk around the outer city wall, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like 3 or 4, yeah.
But we need to be in the Sailor District, and the Wizard's Tower's right over there too, right?
The Wizard's Tower's next to the castle.
Alright, that's fair. We can make
next
our
to
way
the castle?
Town tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I have to go into the inner city to get there.
Yeah.
How much does it cost to get in the inner city?
Some money? You don't know.
Do I think that it's worth going to the Wizard's Tower? Will they be able to do the remote curse?
You need a priestess for that.
Okay, so then I'm not going to bother everyone else with that.
Okay. All right, so you stayed that evening in the Cillian Temple. Everyone drop a gold piece for me, please. We'll just fast cut away from that. No need to roleplay that out. All right, so next morning, you guys wake up. Are you gonna? They're gonna try cutting through the inner city, or are you gonna try to go around?
Is it possible to do like a water taxi? River, like, wouldn't that
yeah,
be faster?
I was thinking that too.
Yeah, actually, yes, you could do that.
How expensive is it? Yeah, I think the first thing we should go and see how expensive going through the inner city is, and then also how much the water taxi is, and compare that to the time and effort that it would take to go around.
This is still going to take most of the day, because it looks like it's an hour at least to the river.
I'm sure the innkeep can give us most of that information.
So. The innkeep says, well, they charge you based on... He says, how do I put this? Your wealth. He says, the less wealthy you are, the more they charge you.
To get into the inner city.
Yes. He says, they don't really like...
Keep the riffraff out.
They want to keep the riffraff out. Exactly. You said it, not me. He says, and of course, if you're carrying a cart, he says, that would be more expensive. Because they think you're a merchant.
What about the water taxi?
He says the water taxi would be a silver piece apiece.
Hmm. That sounds better.
Yeah,
that's
easy. He says, do you want me to take care of your horses, dog, and cart and all that stuff?
Don't we want to take it with us?
Yeah.
We're going to stay with our
side.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you. All of our stops are on the other side of the city.
Okay. So, drop a silver piece, everybody. So you head down to the river and grab one of the many, many water taxis. You find one that's kind of big and barge-ish, so they can fit your horses and what have you on it.
Your cart.
Your horse loot.
And Punchy.
Punchy, you actually realize you're not getting, like, even with your, like, people aren't paying you much attention here.
That's refreshing.
Mm-hmm. As you guys walk around, you see an amazing diversity of folks in the town. You see gnomes, elves, dwarves, humans, tieflings. You see a couple Arakokra, which are bird people.
Cool.
You see somebody on a flying carpet. You see a couple people on broomsticks, like, flying over the city.
What are you getting about?
No, I think you probably already discussed this. The Temple of Lilith is on the Sailor.
Yeah, the Sailor District. Yep.
Okay. So I want to go there as well.
Okay. All right. So, you guys head over.
Should we figure out like a home base and then scatter?
We can always talk to the priestess of Lilith about a place to stay nearby.
Oh, yeah, I kind of
want to
go watch this curse being dropped.
All right,
let's go.
So the water taxi docks you back up. Oh, as you're going along the river, the taxi person is helpfully pointing things out. He's like, well, there is the noble district. You can see it up there on the hill overlooking the river. So it's home to the many nobles that live here in the city. They have very fine houses. None of us will ever be able to afford them. And he says, now we're passing by the private docks of the king himself. King Carthel has been king for a long time now. Does not seem too much outside of the castle these days. He's
probably dead, and there's just someone pretending to be him.
He says, oh, no, the bells would ring when the king dies. It's all magical like that.
Is all the royalty human?
The royalty? The royal family? Yes, they're all human, he says. But there are some nobles that are less than human.
Less than?
I mean, no offense. He just says, one of them is a demon that looks like a tiger, and the other one is a half-succubus, so, you know.
So they're more than human.
Depends on your point of view, but yes, I don't mean to upset you, so yeah, we'll go with that. More than human. Look, there's the Mage Tower. You can see it there looming over everything else.
It's like the Space Needle.
Yes. The Space Needle you speak of, I'm sure it's much like that. And he says, oh, look, we're here. We're at the docks. Okay, thank you very much. Get off my taxi.
What did that cost? Was that the one silver?
Silver piece of meat.
Silver.
Okay. I was downright affordable.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
All right. So, so you guys get off at the docks. You see a large temple of virtues up the docks from you. It's got a large holy symbol. A lot of ships near it, sailors getting their blessings. As you head further up into the sailor district, you find you very quickly find the Temple of Lilith. It's surrounded by gambling halls. And tons of sailors are coming in and out of the gambling halls. Some of them are going straight from the temple to the gambling halls. Some are going straight from the gambling halls to the temples. And, of course, the ones that are next door to the temple are like, you know, closest proximity to Lilith's house. Best odds. May the odds always be in your favor.
I think I just make a beeline to the temple.
All right. I think I follow that.
I think we should all head toward
that one. Alright, so, you all walk into the holy temple of Lilith, like badasses. This paladin of Lilith.
I make sure my religious symbol is prominently displayed.
It gleams. In fact, as you enter the temple, it almost seems to glow slightly as you enter into your holy house. As you guys walk in, you feel a strong breeze blow past you. Lilith is the goddess of wind and the vortex.
Is there anybody here to talk to?
The place is full of sailors. Paying to receive blessings. And there's a bit of a line. However... one of the priests notices you and your prominent holy symbol and your armor and all that, and says, "Oh, sister, come on over here.
Hi, I need help, please. Blessings of whatever.
May the odds always be in your favor, yes, yes. Yeah. What can I help you with?"
some of us are probably cursed and we need that fixed, please.
She says, that's a bit above my pay grade. she says, "Let me get the high priestess for you."
Thank you, appreciate it.
Alright, so she takes you over to a nicer area and has you guys wait for a moment. You see sailors coming in, dropping copper, silver, and gold pieces into the donation box and receiving blessings from the various priests. It's almost like a fucking Burger King as far as like... people.
Very perfunctory and no real devoutness.
Yeah, but you get the idea that, hey, it's an important source of revenue for the temple. They know that it probably doesn't actually do anything, but they don't care. Mm-hmm. And, Alright, and then a moment later, a halfling woman, with long flowing hair, very finely dressed in a silk robe, wearing the holy symbol of Lilith around her neck, comes over, and she says, "Paladin, it's good to see you. My name is High Priestess Celia Therada."
Appropriate greetings.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, may the odds ever be in your favor. She says, "I hear that one of you is under a curse."
At least one of us. We're not sure who.
Three of them.
She's a wizard.
That one, and that one.
She says, "All right, well,
I'm fine."
She says, she looks at you, Punchy. She says, "What sort of symptoms are you having?"
None that I can tell her.
She's been kind of cranky.
She's cranky, but she doesn't get sleep.
She says, "What about you?"
Oh, I'm fine.
She's been vomiting a lot.
That one's hilariously cursed.
I tell her, that's a level 9, that's a level 5, 7, and a 5.
I don't think I'm cursed. I think they're all cursed because they don't remember that my husband is my husband and he doesn't remember this either.
I'm just scared.
I'll reply.
She says, "Well, I'll tell you what, your wizard friend says you're the one that's cursed, but I can..." She says, "It will cost 100 gold pieces."
To do what?
To remove the curse. She says, "And I will remove it from you. And if you're not cursed, then I'll remove it from him." And she says, "And if it doesn't work on you, I won't charge you extra for the other one." It's like gambling.
100 gold?
Yes. She says, I'm giving her the in-house discount. She says, normally this would cost several thousand gold pieces, but...
And this is to just fix me, not the rest of everybody else.
She says, we'll do it on you first, she says, but if the curse is affecting her judgment, and we cure you and nothing happens, then we will start working our way around.
Okay. Do you have 100 gold?
Yeah.
Okay. Alright, then.
I have 100 gold, and I want this fucking fixed, so... I don't have a problem with your curses, I have a problem with my curse, so...
Alright.
Yes, please.
Alright, so you put the money in the box, and she pulls out a very nice diamond. Kind of eyes it. So that should be sufficient. She says, come into my back room, please. She says, you may bring one other person if you'd like.
For what?
She says, the ritual.
Noman.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I come along.
We don't pay for watch?
No, you don't get to watch.
She says, if you would disrobe down to your undergarments, please.
Okay.
Lie on this table.
Okay. Can I do a perception check? Like, is this, like, totally above board and everything?
Yeah. Insight check.
What?
May I do the same thing?
Mm-hmm. I assume that's another thing. Oh.
I have 14 and, is it perception?
Mm-hmm. Oh, insight?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Oh, I actually have a thing in there. 19.
Oh, yeah. No. She seems above board.
Everything's cool.
Okay. Yeah, as you lay down, she pulls out, like, a...
How does Noman feel about me being in my
14 favorite? Plus 5, 19.
All right, so how do you feel about this? She just stripped down to her underwear in front of you.
I don't know.
All right.
I'm more worried about my half a soul missing, I think.
All right, so, she pulls out, a paintbrush and a quill of ink and starts painting, kind of, like, our divine runes on your body.
Do I need to have any, like, fortitude or because that probably tickles?
You laugh a little bit, but it's
fine.
Okay. So she paints them all over your body, and then puts a diamond on your forehead. And all of this together is part of the ritual to cast.
Am I able to stay still and not have this diamond fall on my forehead?
Yes.
Okay.
She puts it flat side down.
She doesn't balance up and
she, well, you're still. She licks it and sticks it on
your head. Something, anyway.
And then she casts a spell, and you raise up off the table, like, kind of levitating, and you feel your body, like, she raises her hands to the heavens, and you feel your body just completely energized with divine energy.
I feel the presence of Lilith.
You feel the presence of Lilith inside
cool.
you, and it feels great.
Okay.
As you do, these memories of your life with Noman become almost translucent. Like, you suddenly have all these other memories of, like, your life without him. And the parts that you put him in were replaced by other people, other former friends and lovers, and in your head you've kind of made all of these people Noman. And there's a moment where you kind of see their faces and his faces at the same time, and it just splits further and further apart in your head. And eventually... they fade away completely. This entire life that you thought you'd lived is gone. But your real life is back.
Do I feel a sense of loss? Or completeness?
It's up to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you slowly descend back down to the table. All the divine, like, runes have, like, burned away from your flesh. Not in a harmful way, just in a...
give Noman an kind of confused and calculated and conflicted look. Yeah, I was cursed.
I'm glad we figured that out. Also, I got to see you half naked.
At that point, you're very aware of.
Oh, so when you think I'm your wife, you don't want anything to do with me, and when I know I'm not, get the fuck out of here!
You guys, by the way, hear all of that. Because I'm sure you're, like, ears to the door.
Ears to the door.
I am just staring in a pew, like, waiting for the door to open.
Is there anything near me that looks like I can throw and it's not, like, super valuable?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm not going to break any more. I start throwing shit at you.
A spoon flies your way.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
And you what? You just stand there and take it?
No, I lie down.
You lie down.
I have business with the priestess myself.
She She says she was clearly the cursed one.
Yes, but I also lost half of my soul. Is there something you can do for me?
I'm not sure I ever had a complete soul.
But I don't know. I'll grant you that.
I get dressed.
You get dressed.
I managed to say thank you to the priestess.
She says, well, I guess I did say that if you were still cursed, I would do it. She says, I'll need another 100 gold pieces. These diamonds don't buy themselves.
I'm leaving. Come bursting out of this room. Okay. I throw another gold into the collection box, and I go to the nearest tavern.
I do give you the 100 gold because I think that's worth it.
She performs the same ritual on you. Your soul and your hit points are restored.
Yes. Totally worth it.
Totally worth it.
So she comes flying out of the room and just, like, straight past you guys. You see in the room, you see Noman stripping his clothes off and lying down on the table before the door shuts.
I think that went really well, don't you?
So were you married or what?
Oh, I sort of asked you that.
I'm assuming you're just yelling at it. there's actually a tavern, like, next door that's also a casino.
Excellent. I'm gonna start drinking and playing blackjack at the bar.
All right.
When Noman comes out. Noman!
10 minutes later.
So what happened? Are you guys still married?
No.
Okay.
No, we never were.
But he looks much better. The pale pallor of his skin is gone.
You're looking good.
Thank you. I'm down 100.
What'd she do?
I gave up 100 gold for half my soul.
No, I meant your wife. How'd she react?
Well, she gave 100 gold and gave me half a pint.
He's not going to give me any good details.
No.
So where does that new soul stuff come from?
Magic.
It's magically regenerated.
Okay.
You feel like you have a bit of Lilith's light inside you at the moment.
Do I know anything about it? Like the mechanics of it?
The curse?
No, the restoration.
Yeah.
I start pontificating.
Okay. So the rest of you, I'm assuming, leave this.
I just walk behind you and keep talking. I know that you guys don't care. I'm just talking.
Alright.
Do we need to stay another night here, or can we head out? Do people have other business in Parkle? I suppose you guys might want to go to the library or something.
Well, then you know she
needs to go to the tower.
And Elsa might be like, leaving the day to...
Yeah, it's like...
No, probably after lunch.
It's definitely after lunch, right, Chris?
What?
It's after lunch in the game?
Yes.
Okay.
So if everybody wants to disperse and go do their various chores, I don't know that we need to roleplay all of that.
Yeah.
I'm going to worship Lilith in my own
way. Well, we're going to wrap up the session here at this point. It's a good stopping point. And then the next session we will kind of pick up with various chores and what have yous and particles. But great session, everybody. Let me give you some experience points for your troubles.
Yay!
The next level is 2700.
You guys are at 901? Yeah.
Yep, we are at 901.
Just a second.
I love leveling up!
Each of you gets 300 experience points.
Nice!
Ooh. So that's on top of 901?
Yep, so you're 1201.
Cool. Is that still a second level? Or?
You're at third level now. We have to level up. And I can help you over the next month with that. As I see each of you, I'm sure I'll see you all.
We're seeing each other for like every weekend. Pretty much.
But what I would like you to do now is have everyone go and roll your hit points for the next level.
Yeah.
Just so we can all do it once.
So
that's your hit die?
Yes.
So how much is that?
D8 for you.
This is now a 3D whatever. You're only going to roll one, but now you have three of them to roll.
All right, so you get 5, because I do a system where if you roll less than half, you get. So 5 plus your constitution modifier.
What is that?
1, so you get 6 more, Noman.
Okay, so the 18 plus 6?
Yep, 24. Okay. Alicia, what do you roll, D10s?
Yeah.
What'd you roll?
6.
So you get 6 plus your constitution modifier.
Oh, wow. 3 in a row, I got 1.
2.
So, 8 more points.
Wait, how many times do you roll?
Just once.
Oh, okay.
He's just playing.
Oh, okay. I rolled a 5.
A 5 on a...
D6.
Cool. Jason?
I got a 7 on a D8 plus nice. 1 constitution.
Cool. Any more points for you, Sarah?
I got 8 total.
What'd you roll on what?
I rolled a D8 and got a 6. Perfect. And plus my constitution is 2, so 8 total.
Where's the constitution?
Right there.
So I get 2d12, so I got a 3.
Oh, no, you just roll 1d12.
Even though it says
2d12? Well, we'll explain that. It's like how many, like whatever you write, that's how many.
Oh, you get second level spells!
So 12.
So put 3d12 there. Yeah, because it's your third level.
Yeah. Third level is when you usually get.
So 3d12, yeah,
like that's
weird.
Yeah. And then you roll the d12.
Like I got to choose between assassin or thief or.
So. You'll get, since you rolled less than 7, you'll get 7.
Okay.
Plus your constitution modifier.
So 10.
So you put that up here with these. So you're 37.
Your intelligence modifier plus your wizard.
And then, I'll meet with each of you individually over the next month, and we'll get you guys' stuff leveled up.
Mine was pretty basic. I already wrote it down.
Most of you will have some interesting choices. I know you'll get to choose what barbarian path you want to go on. You'll get to choose what the druid school you want to be in.
I thought I already did that.
Oh, did you do that last level?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I think you get to choose a monk path as well.
Yeah.
So there's some good choices. It's, third level is a good level.
Stuff.
You'll get second level spells. So, but I'll go through that each of you as we go through the month.